Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. Some Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. Dari, man. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Check me out. I pulled up on DJ Jerry, man. We talking business.
No bullshit.
So, yeah.
No bullshit. We about to go crazy. Dog, man. Dog, I ain't gonna lie, dog. We always make history this motherfucker. Dog, you the first type of motherfucker that I ever had at this doing an interview.
I know that's right, shit. Came to put on for the city.
Facts. Facts.
For my real bitches.
No bullshit. So. Hey, yeah, for the motherfuckers that don't know who Dari is, let them know who you is and what you got going on.
It's Dari, and if you don't know, you gon' know.
Yeah.
I just get to the bag. I hustle. I go to work. I do whatever it is to get some money. So, you know, that's just what it is. And I dance.
Yeah.
You know, I do a little bit of everything. So.
Yeah.
I do hair. I do everything. So. Yeah, check me out.
Yeah, because it's like thousands of ways to get money in Milwaukee.
No bullshit. It is.
but like, as far as what you experienced, you just named, you did plenty of shit. Like, to you, what's the easiest way to get money in Milwaukee?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. If you know a lot of motherfuckers should be here to show you how to get some money. But me personally, I ain't gonna lie. I sold weed. Well, I ain't trying to, you know, sold weed before. That shit was easy. I had a fire line. Like, motherfuckers was calling me for the smoke.
Yeah.
So, shit, I mean, I'm a hustler. A lot of motherfuckers already do know me. So, it's like, anything I do, they own it. Like, they trying to support me, whatever I do. So,
right.
Hell yeah. It's just really about how you know how to maneuver in these streets. If you know, if you got the right head on your shoulders or not. Because a lot of motherfuckers just really dumb. Right. Move sloppy.
So. For real. Yeah, because I know you, we just watched it before. But I didn't even know that was you in drummer video. That Quaker.
Hell yeah. Every time I see people, they be, that was you up in Quaking video? I be like, yeah, that was me, bro. That was me. But I'm in a couple other videos. I just can't remember which ones right now. But
yeah.
That's me, the hero there, shit. That's
shit.
You
still gotta let me know so I can at least see them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you. Yeah. I got some, they shot a video shoot, I think, at, what the fuck was that, Element?
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of strippers there. I was there. I was dancing. So I'm on a cam for Mother's Day. Like 2 years ago, they had Fredo Bang in the building. I was the only bitch on stage.
Yeah.
He didn't choose none of them hoes. He chose me.
Yeah.
And I was on the stage throwing this motherfucker. So.
Bullshit. But shit, like, how long you been doing the stripping shit? Like, when you, how you get started with the stripping?
I started dancing probably like, I ain't gonna lie, 3 years ago.
Mm.
And shit, I just used to be throwing that motherfucker just to steady tell me, like, you could be a dancer. You could be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to try that shit out.
Yeah.
And I danced a couple times in Milwaukee, but I really went in fucking Milwaukee like that. So I used to hit the road. I've been to Chicago a couple times. I went to St. Louis. So, shit, I just, you know, I hit the road, whatever, like.
Yeah. Shit, where you from? What side of Milwaukee you from? North side, better be.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. I grew up on the west side. I grew west up on side. 64th and Silver Spring for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
So. That's where I'm from. I don't be claiming that shit. I ain't no. I'm a west side of that bitch. I'm a me bitch. I'm not none of that shit. But that's where I grew up at, though.
Yeah, yeah. No bullshit. Yeah, yeah. But like, I know some ladies, like, they be ashamed to say they sell pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be ashamed to say they sell it. They be trying to keep that shit like under the rug. You know what I'm saying? Like how long you been doing that shit? And how long? I mean, like, how did you even get into that shit?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been doing it for like, what's today? a good like, I'd say year and a half.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I started because, like I said, I was dancing.
Yeah.
And I mean, if a nigga offering some real paper and I'm just shaking this motherfucker, I mean, like you said, you gotta get it how you live at the end of the day. Cause I know a lot of bitches just sitting at home broke, nappy headed, ain't got shit going on, fucked up, behind on bills, but fucking. I'm not fucking on shit. And I'm behind on bills. I can't get to what I need to get to. Like, you know?
Right.
So, shit. And then a lot of times, it ain't even always about something. Because you get the right nigga on deck, motherfucker just cash you. Motherfucker don't even stay in Milwaukee. They sending funds through, making sure shit straight. So,
yeah.
Take advantage of that shit. If y'all was a bitch, y'all would sell it too. On my soul, y'all would.
Right.
I mean, y'all could still sell it. Y'all find the right bitch.
Right. Yeah, but so. some hoes, like on social media at least, they be trying to play like, oh no, I'm a one woman. I'm a one nigga woman type shit. Like, I'm cool. Like, I'm a committed relationship. But I even told my girl, I was like, I don't give a fuck what bitch it is in the world. It could be anybody's wife. She gonna go for the right nigga. Any bitch in the world gonna go for the right nigga.
On my phone.
Any bitch.
No bullshit. And the ones that do be acting like they all stuck up and shit, them ones, them really be the ones that's getting cracked down. So, right. All that trying to act, stay, cap, that all that shit out the window. And niggas don't even like no fake bitch. Nigga like that shit to be put on the table. Yeah. Like, a lot of bitches want to make it seem like they just, you know, goody two shoes. Nigga like a real bitch. So, bitches think just because, oh, I'm a hoe or whatever they want to call it, that shit don't mean shit. Like, niggas really be, oh, I'm trying to make you my BM. I'm trying to wipe you. Like, so that shit don't bother me when them hoes say that shit. Because a lot of they niggas buy pussy. Right. They boyfriends. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. But shit, like, I know, like, you probably, if you want to talk about it, you can, but, like, your first time, like, doing it, actually, like, was you scared or was, like, how was it? Like, were you just like, man, this shit like a regular time?
I'm trying to think when I first did it, like, I don't know. Because I ain't gonna lie, it do be seeming like it's a scary game, but depending on who you run into, which I ain't really never ran into no weird niggas, like.
Ever? Oh, yeah, it's been a year.
No, it ain't really been no, I think I ran into one weird nigga, but other than that, I don't think I ever really ran into no weird niggas. Niggas, shit, they stand on that business. They want the pussy. They got the pay. It is what it is. Like, they don't be on no bullshit. So,
what the weird nigga do?
Damn, I'm trying to think. Oh, okay, so the weird nigga had, I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I meet up with this nigga or whatever. And, shit, we at his spot or whatever. We chopping it up, so we finna get to business, though. So he gave my money already, because that's mandatory. So then, boom, I'm doing what I'm doing. And he went in my purse when I wasn't paying attention. So then when I left his house, the nigga text me, like, check your purse or some shit. So I checked my purse. The money he gave me was gone. Luckily, I had another pocket where the other money that I had already had was in that pocket. Mm. So, you know me, I'm on tip. Nigga, I'm finna hack. Everybody pull this bitch up. I'm like, everybody finna come back to this motherfucker. He like, I don't care. Y'all hoes need to learn how to stop selling yourselves. What? Whole ass nigga? Fat ass nigga? So I was on bullshit. I ain't gonna lie. But other than that, I ain't gonna lie. I never had that problem again because now I just move very firm. Like, money in hand. If I gotta leave my purse wherever it's at before I step in the building or whatever the case may be. Nigga ain't up in the score on me like that. Hell no.
Facts.
One time for that shit. Never happen again.
That's crazy. That's crazy as hell. Yeah, because a lot of niggas, they be on it. They be like, man, she seems like she's sweet as a bitch. I'm going to try it.
Oh, hell no. Every nigga in Milwaukee, they could tell you she ain't sweet. Hell no. That bitch don't let nobody run laps around her, and she most definitely ain't fucking with you for nothing. So, right. They know that. When they see this interview, they going to be like, she did not get on there and lie, because she be in our DMs and on our phones. She need that pay. Right. So, that's just what it is. And I tell all these niggas that I'm not looking for a boyfriend, so I'm not trying to be that shit. They be, oh, can I take you on a date? No. Because at the end of the day, y'all going to want some pussy when it's all said and done. Facts. So if you smart, just pay for it.
Facts.
The fuck you going to take me on a date? Spend $200 because we're not going nowhere cheap. I'm going to need drinks. I'm going to need food, weed, whatever. And then if you know, think you're going to fuck, you still going to pay. So you might as well just pay. Say the date, all that shit.
Yeah. That's smart. Like, because a lot of niggas, they be fucking and paying for meals and drinks, and then they get a bitch drunk. Like, some niggas be trying to get my bitch drunk, and I go home and fuck her. You know what I'm saying? For free.
No, for real. That's what I'm saying. Niggas be crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit wild, though. Like, but shit, like, I know you said, like, in Milwaukee, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But, like, I know it's a lot of people that do it, like I said earlier. But, like, like, how you separate yourself from everybody else to do the shit to sell the pussy? Like, because, you know, like, it's still a competition at the end of the day, and it's a hustle, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality, like, when you really just that, I ain't gonna lie to you, everything come natural for me. I don't do nothing. Like, I could sit here right now, and somebody will want me to come pull up on them, or come, you know, whatever. So, I don't even really gotta go nowhere looking for nowhere to go find some paper. Like, it's already on my phone. So, since, like I said, I've been doing it for a while now, nigga already know, like, she require money when you call her, when you text her. So, on my soul, like, if I open my phone right now, I got niggas ready for me to pull up on them. But I move how I want to move. I move when I want to move. And so that's just how it is. Nigga gonna get me when he want, when I want him to, like.
Facts.
Hell yeah.
It had to be something to trigger you, though, because, like, I know you done been in love before, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I was. I got a daughter, my baby, 3.
Oh, okay. That's what it
do. So I ain't going to lie. After I left her dad, I mean, shit was different. Like, I was young when I fucked with that nigga, because I'm still young. I'm only 23.
Yeah.
But when I started fucking with him, I was 17.
Okay.
We was fucking with each other. I had my daughter when I was 20. So we was together for 3 years before we actually broke up. But shit, when I broke up with him, shit. I mean, before I broke up with him, niggas was already on me trying to, you know.
Pay.
Right, and not only that, but just trying to fuck with me, period. Because like I said, I was in a relationship for so long. Nigga, ready for their turn.
Yeah.
Nigga want their turn. Facts. Shit. Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that kind of triggered me when we broke up. Shit, I just came up with... I was already a hoe a little bit.
Yeah.
But when we broke up, full-fledged.
Right. So, but when you was with him, you was already cheating, though.
Nope. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said when we broke up.
Oh, when you broke up.
I went full-fledged. Okay. Because I'm not going to lie. I never in my life really been in the type of situation like that where I really had to be in a full-blown relationship. So, it was different for me. I had, like I said, I was young. We had got our first house together, first car together. So, that shit was... It was serious. Like, I wasn't thinking about cheating on him because I'm young. And I'm, you know, as with females, we look at relationships different. We be wanting for that shit to last forever. So I'm thinking, like, okay, we going to get married. We going to have more kids. We going to be a family. Mm-hmm. So he started steady pulling the text he was pulling. I had to leave his ass. And shout out to him right now because him and his bitch is broke as fuck. And you need money for me now. But I'm the same bitch you try to play crazy with. And now you sitting somewhere fucked up. And I'm just saying, I'm going to be humble because at the end of the day, I could be somewhere fucked up. But at the same time, I'm not because as long as I got a pussy, it's going to sell. So that's just how it goes.
Oh, bullshit. Oh, bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Because you like, I know, of course, ain't now it's way different. Like, you know, motherfuckers be on sites and shit. Like, on Instagram. They could be anywhere. You could, motherfuckers buy pussy anywhere. There ain't no Craigslist and no shit no more. But like, why? How did you choose not to... And why not to have a pimp? Because, you know, like, some hoes be like, they be like, man, I need a nigga to at least guide me and be like, do this, get up, go here. I'll take you here, do this. Like, what made you not even want to have or deal with a pimp?
Because, to be honest, I'm already money hungry myself. Mm. So I'm really not trying to bust shit down. And the mentality I got, shit, I get some money for real. Like, this shit ain't for fake. Like, I really... run through money like all day every day. So I mean, but I did also say too, like, if a nigga came around and made some shit happen for real, like, nigga be thinking they gonna put you on a $200 play and get some, you know, get a cut out that. What the fuck is you gonna get out of $200?
Right.
Now if you bring me a $2,500 play, then we can figure some shit out. But a lot of niggas these days, they be on that cheap ass pimp shit. If you gonna try to be a bitch pimp, your bitch gotta be walking around with Gucci, Prada, Dior. You can't have no bitch out here with them nappy ass wigs. None of that shit. And a lot of niggas, they try to wheel a bitch in and just get the stash and all the money and shit. I mean, yeah, you supposed to put that shit up, but at the same time, you supposed to invest that shit too. I ain't finna be giving no nigga my money and then I'm sitting around on some, like, damn, motherfucker really ain't got shit in their pocket, but it's probably 30 G's stashed over there. Like, I don't know. I'm so that's really why I'm a solo person. I'm really solo, period. I don't fuck with no bitches like that or no niggas.
Yeah.
On my soul, just because... A lot of motherfuckers be hating on some hay shit. Can't get some money for real.
Yeah.
So, shit, that's just what it is. I be on some dolo shit. Because I know one thing about it. My road never fold.
Bullshit.
So.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Like you said, like, that's the hardest part, though, like, in Milwaukee. Because, like, it's plenty backdoor shit. I talk about it all the time. It's plenty setup shit going on. Like, even with females, like, they want to set a nigga up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. Like, say you knew it. I ain't say you do it. You ever did it before, but I'm just saying, like, say you know a nigga was trying to buy some pussy, and then one of them know, oh, that's an op. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As soon as you pull up, we gonna do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gotta speak on Jeff. On nobody's situation or say no names and no shit like that, but how many situations you done seen like that? You know what I'm saying? Just in Milwaukee since you've been doing this shit.
Like I said, I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't really speak on what a lot of motherfuckers do because I ain't gonna lie to you. Throughout my whole life, I always been a very, like, personal person. I don't fuck with a lot of people just because I do be on what I be on. And like I said, I just, shit, I'm really self-centered. I be to myself because I just know, like I said, it ain't really shit. Shit that could go wrong if I'm doing some shit. And if it do, I could fix it. Like, I don't need nobody around me. And I'm taking L's and shit. Motherfucker ain't on shit. Trying to help just around. But on my soul, as far as me, I tell niggas all the time, if you gonna go get a nigga or if you looking for that nigga, you better go find him because I ain't know none of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I don't give a fuck how much op y'all is. None of that shit. Like, because at the end of the day, the police better not come looking for me. I promise you. I ain't with none of that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
For real.
Niggas be thinking you for to take the blame for that shit. I ain't taking no blame for no nigga. For myself. Real. Because if it come down to it, nigga gonna throw you under the bus. And you gonna be in that motherfucker hungry because nigga not gonna put money on your books.
Facts.
So I'm cool on that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
But they'll say they gonna pay your bill, pay for your lawyer. They'll say that shit.
Once you in there, they like, okay, this bitch, she fell slow like she was supposed to. I ain't gonna lie, I know how this shit go. That's why a nigga can't run no laps around me, because I know how this shit go. I know. A nigga might tell you anything, but like I said, I done seen it all, so can't run laps around me. And that's what the niggas don't like. A lot of niggas don't like, because they like, she just not green. She not going for that shit. Baby, you really gonna make me pay? Yes. And if you don't want to, just do you.
Yeah.
It's gonna get paid for, so.
Yeah.
But I guarantee, like, you probably ain't gonna say it, but, like, you ran across a nigga that you like. You like, damn, he fine as a bitch. Damn, like, I would want to fuck with dude. Like, also, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I know you did it, like, but how you stand strong, though? Like, especially, you just did me like, man, fuck this. I'm about my pape. Like, I got to stand 10 toes. Like, I ain't even about to do this shit.
Yeah, I do. But at the same time, shit, the energy you give a nigga is going to either, it's going to make him want to do something for you or it's not. So when I'm fucking with a nigga, we ain't just automatically fucking. Like, I can't see somebody I like and then we get to fuck with each other, but we ain't just gonna fuck. You gonna show me, like, I stand on business about you. So that's just what it is. And like I said, I'm not fucking with no nigga that ain't trying to do shit, period. So if I'm fucking with a nigga, 9 times out of 10, he doing something. Regardless, yeah. Like, if it's whatever it is, he doing it, though. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. So I really don't be running across niggas that I just be, shit, fuck it for free. And if you being honest, everybody sell it. Because if y'all got a man at home and he paying the bills, you selling it. So that just...
Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely. Yeah, that shit crazy. Because I remember OG was talking to me about that shit. He was like, oh yeah, you pay for pussy. Like, I was thinking, I ain't never paid for no pussy in my life, nigga. He was like, nigga, after you didn't pay rent or after you didn't pay this, you know what I'm saying? I wish she ain't come fuck you, do this. I was like, damn, bro, I ain't never even think about it like that, dog. Like... He's like, yeah, you pay for pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, bro. Like, so no matter what, you just the whole world paying for pussy in some type of way.
Shit, we paying for dick, too, because if we like you, we cashing. We getting whatever you need, whatever you want. You need that, you know, that couple dollars on that little shit you finna go grab.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker gonna get it for you. So that's what I'm saying. It's all about who you fuck with. I can't fuck with nobody that ain't no knowing how this shit go. Like, you can't just receive and not give. Like, that is what it is. You gotta spend some money to make some, so...
Thanks.
That's the type of shit I be on, motherfuckers. Like, and that's why I don't fuck with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like I said, bro, a lot of bitches I was friends with, where them hoes at now? somewhere piss poor damn near. Ain't no shit. Probably got 4 or 5 kids now.
Right.
Steady getting knocked up. Steady getting going broke. Steady can't pay their bills. Steady living house to house. You know? So shit. So I tell bitches, if y'all knew how to stay down, y'all would be on the winning team, but y'all hoes don't know how to stay down.
Facts. That shit crazy. See, I know you probably ran across a lot of motherfuckers, but, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I don't know what age you be dealing with. You be dealing with all ages, right?
Yeah,
all ages. Because, like, I know some motherfuckers, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, even in the studio, dog, these niggas be musty as fuck, smelling like shit, like, smoke, you know what I'm saying? Like when you suck a dick, like, you ever ran across a nigga that was musty and you just stopped him, like, man,
yes,
hell
I ran
no.
across this one. This one nigga dick was musty. I told him, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. That shit musty, and I kept his money. I ain't gonna lie. Because as soon as I went down there, I smelled musk. I told him, like, and you filed for even coming to think you finna get your dick sucked. Musty dick? Come on now. Yeah. That's like me telling you to pay for my pussy and I know it stank.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. You gonna be like, bitch, you know you stank. So I wouldn't be mad if you pissed it with me. Like, bitch, give my money back. That shit stink. Like, the fuck? You playing with a motherfucker time and energy. Like, I don't play that shit. That shit nasty. Because if that motherfucker musty, then what's wrong with that motherfucker?
Facts.
I don't play like that.
Yeah. And I think some motherfuckers, well, I ain't going to say everybody. I can't speak for nobody, but some motherfuckers don't even get no fuck.
They don't. That's what I said. A lot of bitches, I heard y'all bitches stick whatever the fuck y'all stick up y'all pussy to get fucked when y'all on y'all period. That shit nasty. And I heard y'all bitches do all kind of shit. Like, what the fuck? Y'all fuck niggas in they ass. Y'all piss on niggas. I don't give a fuck. The money could be cool, but it's just some shit I don't do. Like I said, I move how I want to move.
Yeah.
I do the normal shit. Fuck, suck, whatever. But I'm not doing nothing out of the ordinary that don't make me comfortable. Because at the end of the day, people feel to realize you're still human. Like, the fact I'm still human. I'm not going to be doing shit that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but them bitches be crazy.
But, like, automatically, like, what's a no for you? Like, you'd be like, man, no, I don't give a fuck what no nigga paying. He could pay me a fucking a half a ticket. Like, I'm not doing this shit.
Not going to lie. I'm not getting fucked in my ass. I don't want to get fucked in my ass. That shit is going to hurt. And in my opinion, I don't know if anybody in here fucking ass. But I just feel like if you want to fuck a bitch in her ass, you damn near gay. Because what the fuck is you, what you want with the asshole, my nigga? Like, the fuck? I mean, yeah, the pussy probably ain't gonna grip like the ass because the ass ain't really been tampered with. But I'm just saying, like, what you want with that motherfucker? Like, the fuck? I ain't know none of that shit. I ain't gonna lie. If I'm on my period, motherfucker just gotta wait. Because I am a female. I'm not on birth control, so I do get my period every month. And I'm not trying to, I'm not money hungry when I'm on my period. I'm on my period. I let niggas know I'm on my period. So, you run away. And that's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
In a couple of days, hit me up. You know I'm going to be waiting. That's what they do. They wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Like, I can't speak for all niggas, but shit. I tried just because, like, I don't know. That motherfucker is tight. That motherfucker is tight as a bitch.
That's
like, it is tight.
Y'all be on that, oh, it's tight ass shit. But yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. No, I don't want to get fucked in my ass. No. Motherfucker, do a little thumb in the butt, whatever. We going to get groovy, but no. And not no heads. I'm talking about the nigga I'm fucking with.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody just putting their hand in my ass. No.
Yeah, that's
but shit,
true.
Other than that.
But what, if a nigga wanted to record you, all that shit, you'll do it.
Man, you gotta have plenty paper to record me. Because wherever you go with that video, you might make money off of. Mm-hmm. So you can't just, no. You gotta have paper. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. Because everything about me, T, I'm tatted up. So it's like, you motherfucker gonna know who on that video.
Facts.
I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, yeah, that's Dory. So she. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If a motherfucker got the right amount of money, we can make some content. Because, like I said, if I open Twitter right now, all them bitches is on there just fucking for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't getting no, they not really getting no money off that shit. I know they not. And then they creating content with niggas, whatever the case may be. But these niggas secretly on Twitter posting y'all shit. Secretly on OnlyFans posting y'all shit. So now they getting paid behind your back and you just getting fucked. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going like that. That's why. So a nigga can't run no laps around me.
Facts. Yeah, that shit wild, though. Like, why, you ain't on, you on OnlyFans or no? You ain't fuck, you don't fuck with OnlyFans?
I don't know why they won't approve me. I don't know why. Like, I had uploaded my ID a couple times. That shit was just not going. So I'm like, shit, it is what it is. I got my own OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Niggas buy shit new, so that's OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, that shit's sweet. Like, you probably, you can if you want to, like, but what's your prices like for just whatever you offer? Like, for just in case a motherfucker trying to hit you up?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't be on no trying to get back at shit because a lot of times nigga be hot and ready. They nut quick. Fast. So every nigga that hit me up, I start off at like 200. That's just for something. Like, you know, we finna get to business. But if nigga want to spend hours with me, it's going up. Or time or whatever, it's going up. You want to spend the night with me, everything going up. So I make niggas pay by the time. So shit, a cool hour, 300, 350, we gone.
Mm-hmm.
No, something. I don't be on that. 500 nigga gonna be like, bitch, I ain't paying that. Or they not. But
yeah.
I mean, they will. But I'm just saying, we in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So wherever, when I do go out of town, I'm flying out of town. Niggas fly me out. I'm straight. Like, me and my bitches is, we getting on planes for real, taking trips. I just came back from Dallas in fucking December.
Damn.
I went like five places last year. I went to Tampa. I went to Houston, Dallas, Chicago and St. Louis. So shit, like I said, I do what I want to do. I don't be sitting around playing around.
Shit, what you was going for vacay? You was really going for business type shit.
When I went to Houston and Dallas, I went on vacation. Everything else, I was going on money. Chicago money, St. Louis money,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, when I went to Tampa, I was with some tricks. So
yeah,
you know they fucked the bag off. That was that.
Oh, bullshit. Hell yeah, dog. You ain't gotta say none of their names, but like, how many Milwaukee rappers that's popping right now that have paid you for some pussy? That niggas are going to know. Like, if you say their name, they're going to know. Like, how many you think?
Not going to lie. At least probably two. But that's only because, like I said, bro, I'm very, I know it sound like I sell pussy 90 going north, but I'm just strict. I don't want to fuck with everybody, you know?
Fact.
So a lot of niggas right now is on my phone trying to buy my shit, like right now. But I don't want that.
Mm.
Cool. Like, the fuck? I get money every different way. I'm not no, they all, you really ain't no hustler then. I'm really a hustler. I don't want all money, you know? There's some niggas I ain't fucking with. Like, I don't want that shit. I'm cool. Like,
yeah.
No bullshit. And a lot of niggas, like a lot of niggas, I ain't gonna lie, that's known, whatever you want to call it, they buy pussy. On my soul. They be horny as a bitch. So, them niggas be on that motherfucker cap. But, shit, you know bitches cap too.
Right. Facts. It definitely is. Man, tell me off camera. Like, when we cut this shit off, I'm gonna know.
So no, can, you so bestie.
No, because like, I want to know how to treat him after this.
To my treat. How you going to treat him any different? Them niggas trying to get it where they fit in.
No, because, nigga, if you ain't trying to pay me, but you paying for this, nigga, I'm treating you.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you,
if
nigga.
Niggas ain't paying their tab, then hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. I want to know how to treat niggas now.
Hell yeah.
Tell me.
If niggas ain't paying their tab, you got to treat niggas. I ain't going to lie. That's what I do. If a nigga don't want to pay his tab or not trying to the left.
Facts.
To the left.
Bullshit. Hey, I see you deep in this motherfucker. Who you got in this motherfucker, man? Oh, shit. I ain't even got my... What's the name? Who you got in this motherfucker, man?
I got the gang in this motherfucker. Yeah. Shit. Check them out. Yeah. You know?
You all know that shit coming to you. That's what you locked in with. That's the gang. AGM. All get money. All got active
game. No bullshit.
All
getting
money, all got motion. All getting to
money. Hey, somebody got a question. Somebody said, ask her what she'd do if her nigga get knocked and she with him and she tell him. if your nigga get knocked, like you fuck, I know you say you don't fuck with niggas, but. Like, would you tell your nigga, you know what I'm saying, he get knocked, you know what's going on type shit, just to make sure you cool?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't be on that shit, honestly. If a nigga gonna put me in that situation, bro, and a real nigga, he gonna take his hit, I don't give a fuck. Because on some real shit, if it was my hit, I'm gonna take my shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know, right. That's just real shit. So
facts.
Take your hit. Fuck, because otherwise, get out the streets. Simple. Get a job.
Facts.
Nigga, if you can't handle that heat, get out the streets. Niggas can't handle that heat. I'm going to stay solid on my end.
Facts.
I don't know shit. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I'm going to need a lawyer because I ain't finna be on my ass about shit. I ain't going to lie. But nigga better make sure all that shit paid for on my soul. Everything.
The bullshit. Hell yeah. No, I know, like, it's a lot of undercover niggas. Like, they probably don't think it's undercover, but, like, a lot of niggas be getting their ass ate. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that shit gay? Like, any nigga getting their ass ate, you think that shit gay or... No.
Yes, that shit is gay. Like, yeah. What? On my soul. Like, I know bitches that be eating niggas' ass and they be like, my nigga not gay. What you call it? The fuck? That's overly gay.
Right.
Like, what? Like, why do you want to arch and get that motherfucker tamper with or anything? Remember, I just said I don't even want nobody, you know, yeah. All that with my ass. So what the fuck a grown-ass man want with somebody near his ass? Real nigga, you get near that, he gonna be. I ain't gonna lie.
You gonna push her head back, or you gonna do like this or something? Like, you gonna be like, what the fuck?
If a nigga just sit there,
no.
he wants to see how far you can get. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm cool on that shit. I don't like no type of feminine niggas. I ain't gonna lie, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit a red flag for me. I ain't gonna lie. If a nigga even play with me, like, eat his ass, or I'm cool, like.
No, that's like what bro just said. Now, who the fuck, what nigga want they ass wet, bro?
Like,
just
what?
A wet ass, bro. Like, that shit weird as a bitch.
That shit, I don't know. I don't. It be a lot of niggas that be undercover, I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, can you tell us somebody, we got like 20 seconds. You going, who undercover in Milwaukee that you know about?
Damn, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't, I don't know, bro. Don't know. As far as I know, I ain't gonna lie, for a while, I ain't been really hearing that nobody was gay. I don't know, but
yeah.
Back then, motherfuckers, I was hearing that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I was seeing that shit, too.
Yeah.
Most definitely was seeing that shit. So niggas was definitely gay and was lying like they wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Hey, shit, who you want to shout out before you get out this motherfucker?
Man, shout out the gang. Shout out anybody that get money, you know. Shit, shout out to the real bitches, the real niggas, and shit, we out.
Yeah, yeah, man, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Dari, what's happening?
What's up, man? I'm in the building, you know. We taking care of some business. We talking shit, you know, chopping it up, but we keeping it real, too.
Bullshit.
And, you know, we got the gang in this motherfucker, everybody doing that shit. But, yeah.